May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, it's lovely to be here, as I've said, sharing with you this morning. I hope you've all had a good summer experience, a holiday, or even a holy day. I felt blessed in knowing special experience this summer. I'll share short encounters in introduction to thoughts from the scripture readings you've heard read this morning. My first encounter took place in Cornwall, in the town of Truro. It was on a Sunday after attending a service in the Methodist Church. We headed for the cathedral. There was nothing much happening around it. So off I went and purchased a picnic for lunch, while my sister and her spaniel went off to find a seat outside. As it happened, they sat next to a lady with a number of bags all around her. You might call her a bag lady. It would be one description. She had two half-full bottles of water by her side. And I noticed the way her eyes made their way to the food. So we all had a happy picnic together. She had a little difficulty with her speech, but we all took time and we succeeded in chatting. "My name's Gail," she eventually said. "What are your names?" And we shared ours, Maudine and Lorna. Do you know, I felt something thrill inside me. We were no longer strangers. We were three sisters of flesh and blood, whom I believe were blessed and shared blessing that day. My next encounter was outside where we were staying, when this chap who had started life in Tunisia got chatting. He told me of how he did much international travel. I confess to not traveling round the globe as he did, but to having an interest in other cultures, religions, and traditions. He spoke about the gift of healing, and we exchanged some interesting experiences. I admitted to knowing it. He spoke of this experience of being infilled with light and asked if I knew that experience. I admitted to knowing it. He said to me, "That's the experience of compassion, and that experience we share." Then he said, "I am an international psychic." And I replied, "I am a minister of religion." Well, he offered me his card, but I declined, and said Christ's experience and leading was the one I lived by. And we parted well. The final encounter I share with you occurred when in a coffee shop. At a table nearby sat a young man whom I was sure I recognized, but from where? He was with a number of other people, fair-haired, healthy complexion, nicely dressed in his 30s. He looked together. I didn't like to approach his table and left after my coffee. But as I closed the door of the car, I saw him approach another car. Then he looked over and he came my way. He called over the car park, "It's the minister, isn't it?" "Yes," I replied, as I opened the door again and got out. "I've totally turned my life around," he said. "Ah, but you're looking great," said I. And he went on to tell me he had a job and he was working, and he'd never go backwards. I had briefly stopped for a moment for a coffee in Dundee, where I once ministered, and where, when I first knew him, he had come to the club we started for the homeless and big issue sellers. And he had known the terror of drugs. It was great to see him. Did I feel happy for him that day? You have no idea how happy I felt. Knowing the background and having heard the experiences of these young folk, to be honest, I've a love for them as of my flesh and blood. Now, I am the bread of life, said Jesus. And the book of Ephesians encourages us to be very careful how we live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. Do not be drunk in wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And is there not their relevance to our 21st century living? We are to commit ourselves to a faithful relationship to Jesus. We are to be called holy as God is holy. God is best understood as our lover. And the spiritual task we face each day is to nourish our relationship with God. What an invitation. In the fourth gospel, the writer of John records these words. Jesus said, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Let's not waste time in queries or comments about cannibalistic tendencies. It's true that words like these would shake many a Jew to the roots. Dependent on how they were heard or perceived, because eating of flesh and blood taken literally would be abhorrent to some cultic practice, but that's not for our dwelling upon. Rather, we're encouraged by John, who used metaphor and sign towards acceptance of the spiritual nourishment, feeding and food of Jesus. Jesus, in whose self-giving was the true embodiment of love's endeavor and love's expense. And that's an experience and reality that, though imperfect, as I sure am, I endeavor not to neglect. The experience of Jesus' spiritual nourishment, Jesus in whose self-giving was a true embodiment of love's endeavor and love's expense. And even in these times, we all know it's important to receive, even when our vulnerability can be tested to its core. We are invited to allow ourselves to be filled with the Spirit of Jesus, the Word and the wisdom of God. And Jesus said, "The bread that I will give you for the life of the world is my flesh." To us is offered the opportunity to an intimacy and oneness of relationship with the one who is bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh, who offers us nourishment of spirit, so that we too in self-giving love may bring such blessing to the world. So shall we respond. I mean, we all regard good relationship to be more than one way. And we have experience of the good relationships and the bad. Sometimes in our public reflection, as in our private, stories from the Bible as stories in our everyday life reach out to us. Sometimes they have to be translated for our times. But that you can catch the significance in your context from the following stories, I have no doubt. Consider the nourishment offered and to be offered to people in various situations. To the people who followed him into the desert of life's existence and who were starving, he offered ordinary bread, abundance of it, and satisfied their physical hunger. To the leper whose body was falling apart, he offered the only bread that mattered to him, the bread of healing. To the lonely woman at Jacob's well, he offered the bread of human kindness. To the rejects and down and outs, by mixing with them and sharing their bread, he offered the bread of companionship and so satisfied their hunger for self-worth. To the widow of Nain, who was burying her only son, and to Martha and Mary, who had just buried their brother Lazarus, he showed them that even in death, we're not beyond the reach of God's love and life. To the thief who died at his side, he offered the bread of reconciliation with God, thus bringing peace to his troubled soul. And when you think of relationship, the significance of these stories doesn't rest in first century Palestine. Such intimacy and oneness of relationship is offered us with the one who is bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh, who offers us nourishment of spirit, that we too in self-giving love may bring such blessing to the world. We are invited to allow ourselves to be filled with the Spirit of Jesus, the Word and the wisdom of God. Were you to ask me where I might find interrelation in this morning's passages of Scripture, in my lifetime and in time as the peoples of the world perceive time, and in God's time, I could take you to many and sundry places and read these words. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some have entertained angels unawares. But I could take you to many ages of history and back to our own. Travel with you the continents, where walls have come down and where people weep at them. Go to places where people have longed and where people still long for justice and reconciliation. Play you the voice of the soul singers singing, surely God is able. But I simply invite you now into God's presence, to accept the nourishment of Christ, nourishment that travels with you into the world, where many seek it and invite you to share it, and where the portion you gift of self-giving love to God and your neighbor contributes to the blessing to eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.